Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview from last week's Missouri Pork Expo in Columbia.
Okay, we're here at the Missouri Pork Expo at Columbia at the Holiday Inn Expo Center with Don Nickenham now, who is Executive Director for the Missouri Pork Association. Don, you have to be pleased. You got a good turnout here today. Just a great event as always.
Really looking good, Larry. We've had a big turnout this morning. Numbers look extremely good. We had like over 750 registered for lunch, and I know we prepared for 800, and we ran out, unfortunately. Apologize for that, but just kind of the way it worked out, I guess it's good to have numbers of folks. Educational activities have been ongoing all day. We have a variety of those things on right now. Steve Myers is doing the market outlook, and then there's some in-the-show ring stuff with kids going on throughout the day. They had programs this morning as well, and then there's some other environmental quality kind of programs going on. So full day of activities. Of course, we have our auction items out here and great selection of those as well. So, yes, we're very pleased.
You have the silent auction and then also the live auction.
So a great bunch of items. There's a lot of guns in the auction this year, several neat prints, a variety of food and other beverages, et cetera.
A lot of Mizzou items for Mizzou Tiger fans, and we've also got, as you said, for the gun enthusiasts, guns. Or something for everybody, really some household things, and really great collector's items there as well.
Yes, we do. I mean, there's a Traeger grill, Craftsman toolboxes. There are like eight or nine guns on the auction, ranging from Tactical 12-gauge to a Thompson to a Golden Boy to Silver Boy, AR-15, AR-10. Then we have air compressors, generators, coffee makers, just go down the line. A lot of things to pick from.
Real quickly, I'm going to ask you, Don, we've got change administration on the both the state and the national level. What's the outlook for the pork industry with the new administrations, both levels?
We're very encouraged. We think there's a lot of things happening that can be good for agriculture long term. As we look to the EPA pick Pryor from Oklahoma, we think that's a home run. If we can get him in place, a little practicality and common sense to that agency is long overdue. And if you look across the board, Sonny Perdue at Ag looks like should be a very positive, pro-business sort of a guy coming into that fold as well. So state level, same thing. We've got some real progressive, business-minded folks that are focused on the future, on trying to figure how we can do things better. So we're encouraged.
I haven't had a chance to visit with Director Chen yet, but I understand she's been an advocate for agriculture for several years.
Great selection. She's on our board of directors and, of course, is going to withdraw to fill that role as Director of Agriculture. Couldn't be a better choice. Chris is just a wonderful young lady and just unbelievably talented. And I've talked to some of the folks in the administration. They said they wanted someone that is really a great spokesperson and advocate for agriculture, and they could do no better. I mean, Chris just really fills the bill to a T, and having somebody with a livestock pork industry background in that role is really very positive.
Well, Don, as always, a pleasure visiting with you. Look forward to visiting in the near future once again.
Hey, thanks for being here, Larry. Appreciate it.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.